I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR, Wildlife Resources Report. If you're a lady who always gets left behind when the men and the boys of the house go hunting and fishing, well, your weekend getaway is fast approaching. Coming up in a moment, I'll explain more about the upcoming Becoming an Outdoors Woman workshop.
Someone once compared sporting clays to playing golf with a shotgun. When was the last time golf was this exciting? Every station offers a different challenge, but they all have one thing in common. The action is fast, and you have to earn every broken target. Not what you expected? Then give shooting a try.
To learn how to get started, visit wheretoshoot.org.
Over the years, hunting, fishing, and the outdoors pursuits have been dominated by males, but that's changing. The DNR is trying to facilitate the change with its Becoming an Outdoors Woman workshop twice a year. Registration now underway for the next event set for April 21st through the 23rd at Tigard Lake State Park. Elizabeth Gallagher coordinates the program for the West Virginia DNR and tells us it's an opportunity for ladies to learn about the outdoors in a low testosterone environment.
I've had some women comment about that they'll say, well, my boyfriend or my husband or my brother or some male role model in their life had tried to teach them something, and it was just so stressful for them that they just dropped the whole thing. And when they come to bow, they're surrounded by women, and it's such a supportive thing, and it's no pressure. They don't have that stress of failing, and it is so supportive and wonderful.
And the idea to have actual hands-on workshops that teach you a number of outdoor skills.
Some of the classes that we're going to have are going to be map and compass, shotgun, rifle, handgun shooting, fly fishing, lake fishing, canoeing. We're really going to try and use that lake as a resource as much as possible. And some nature hiking as well.
And the first priority, as always, is to have a good time.
I think part of it is the camaraderie that they get when you're surrounded by around 60 to 80 women that like what you do and they're interested and very enthusiastic. That camaraderie really helps you learn. And these women, when they go through the classes, they make friends, and they stay in contact after the workshop. They'll go and do stuff on their own. Like, they'll go shooting together, they'll go fishing together, or backpacking together. And I think that camaraderie makes them come back and say, hey, you know, just to keep in contact with each other.
And apparently a lot of women who've been through the classes are certainly enjoying themselves.
About 50% of our women are repeat, but that's okay, because when you have close to 30 different classes going on, and they can only take four, they want to come back and take four more.
And although it is geared for women, there is no rule against the husband tagging along. Who knows, you might actually learn something. To register, you can download the form from the DNR website. That's wvdnr.gov, or call the agency's Charleston office at 558-2771. Deadline to register April 7th. And hurry, because the slots are filling up. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.